Welcome everyone. We continue with Svas Tomim from the Chofetz Chaim, Shin number 5, discussing the dangers of luxuries. We already spoke about how a person living above his means might have to uproot his family and live in different neighborhoods, communities that are lacking Torah and mitzvahs. And this affects generations afterwards. We also spoke about how a person might be very successful in his new environment, and that itself is a tremendous punishment, because then the person feels, I don't need Hashem, chas v'shalom. And he continues in his bad, evil ways of being distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this also affects the next generation, and that generation following that one as well. Now the Chofetz Chaim tells us that a person who lives above his means, Reishis, the first problem that's going to happen now, is he's going to do Averis ben Odom lechaveroi. A person who lives above his means, because he wants to show other people he's wealthy like the wealthy people are, when his business doesn't necessarily produce the amount he wants it to, the Yetzirah now is going to get to him and say, you have a family to support. Your children, your wife. It's pikuach nefesh. We know pikuach nefesh, a life and death situation is doicha Shabbos. You can mechal Shabbos if you have to save someone's life. Of course, you have to make sure that you have to feed your children. You have to buy fancy cars. And all these different types of illusions and pictures that the Yetzirah paints for this person, because he's living in a lifestyle of luxuries. It's difficult for him to lower the level of his lifestyle. So when he comes to steal, he cheats, he lies. This is Averis ben Odom lechaveroi. We're in the month of Elul, all trying to improve ourselves. We know that Averis ben Odom lechaveroi, transgressions between man and man, are not forgiven by Hashem until we first ask Mechila, until we first ask our friends for Mechila, for forgiveness, and then we have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mechila. This is what the Yetzirah tells the person. This is Nageya to be Kuach Nefesh. Of course you're allowed to do these type of things that other people can't do. Of stealing and trickery. We just had the parasha of the weights and changing the weights and the volumes, because you have your own bills to pay. This is how the Yetzirah attacks the person. The person doesn't even realize that it's even an Avera. The person thinks this is part of life. You have to do this. This is how you have to live. These are the dangers of luxuries.